Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome everyone to Intuitively You. I'm your host, Janielle Huff. Thank you so much for joining me today. I'm so excited to be able to bring back Intuitively You. We will be on another format shortly, but for now, this is where we're going to be. These are once a month for 30 minutes at 3 o'clock. I hope you can join me. If not, you always have the replay, so that will be available at any time. Hey, let's talk today. Let's get centered, and let's think about color in your world and how it relates to your wisdom, your vibration, your knowing, how you can use it. There's so many things that color brings to our lives. But for a lot of us, color left as a child. We become dim in our visions. Or we become dark in our knowings. And so it took that brightness, that childlike innocence, if you will. And so bringing that back and using it in your wisdom, because it's natural. You just turned it down or shut it off. It's a natural knowing of color for you. It's been there your whole life. And so it also has meaning to you. And so when we talk about wisdom and we talk about knowing and guidance and intuition, color comes in very strongly because you can attach color to mean certain things to you. If I see this color, it means that. If I see this color, you hear people talk in those tones. Or when I feel this color, it makes me happy. And we say these things, but we don't really go back behind the wisdom of our words. And so tapping into your intuition, and even that, do you see, feel, hear a color around your intuition? Do you need to feel that color before you trust yourself, before you know that you're tapped in and you're not just coming from your thoughts? You can use it for intention. So if you want to set an intention, you put a specific color with it that feels good for that intention to create or for that intention to be there. Do you see how color can flow in your world with you? It doesn't have to be something out of you. So we're going to dive in a little bit deeper into the unconscious-conscious mind connection to the heart center. And we're going to learn your way for you, how you know color and what it means to you. So when we say the color blue, people could think of light blue, dark blue. And this is why I really want you to hone on in. What does this color mean to me? What wisdom does this give me knowing this color is here? Right? So when some people see the color purple, maybe they think of spirituality or they think of rainbows or maybe they think just light or love. And then other people may see purple and go, oh my God, that reminds me of darkness. So do you see it? Everything has their own interpretation. But at the essence of color is a vibration. So every color holds a vibration. Whatever vibration it holds for you is right for you. If you are one that likes to open your auric field in this beautiful, bright, golden light, then that is for you. If you're the one that likes to open your energy in the white light energy, then that is for you. It's the intention behind the color that creates the meaning, which creates the action. Do you see that? So we're chunking it down to say, I can use this color for me because it does this. It may not work for others, but what does it mean to you? This is your universal knowledge that you came in with. This is the playground where you go to find out what you truly believe and what really holds for you, whether it's wisdom, meaning, answers, knowledge, whatever you're wanting to discover within you. Knowing your I am. So if some people say my I am center, I always see yellow. Well, for other people, they may see red or green. It's okay. It's okay to see differently because that brings out your uniqueness. And within that uniqueness brings out your wisdom for you. Right? Wisdom is giving to you for you. If you're channeling for another, wisdom is getting sent through you to them. So it's not that you need to follow the advice. It comes through this for them to do this. It's for their life, not yours. So knowing that difference, and maybe you see those colors differently, like if this advice is for me, I'll feel this color. Or some of you manifest in colors, right? So if we put this bright green around something, it means I love it. But see, you put green and love together. No one else did. You may associate that with the heart chakra if you're talking about the chakras. But green on a whole other planet, on a whole other plane, could mean what? Green grass, which still is the heart of the earth for some people, as you say. So do you see how they're all linked in different realities? But what you're wanting to do is go in and go, what's this color mean to me? What do I feel? If I felt a color around someone, what would that color be? Now, some of you can see all colors. Like some of us have that ability that we just see the rainbow, the auric field, the energy field, whatever you want to call it, around people. But other people only see like one or two colors or feel one or two colors or hear one or two colors. So it all comes in differently, but it interprets to the same answer, interprets to the same meaning, however it gets you there. So don't judge yourself if you're like, well, I don't see all the colors or I only see one color. That is fine. Start there because that will grow upon. But start where you are and allow it to naturally grow into you, from you, through you. That's right. And that's what you're going to learn about skill sets, intuition, trusting yourself. It is a natural growth. Is it natural that we came in trusting ourselves on some level? Yes. But then there's the programming that takes our trust away from us. So when colors became, someone told you don't like that color, or maybe you've seen that your house is always decorating this color, so you have to like that color. Like, really see, what do you like? What do colors speak to you? Why is your bathroom the color it is? Why is your bedroom the color it is? Like, you can take it down to these levels, and there's energetic meaning in every space. Go and find your meanings, and how you do that is, what does this color mean to me? What does it give me? And is that okay? And if it is, you leave it. If no, then it may be old energy. It may be something you needed in a moment, but now you need other colors, right? Sometimes people wear a certain color because they say it makes them feel more powerful, gives them more energy. Like all these are mind, parameters of the mind. So when you say this makes me feel, you're attaching, you're anchoring in a feeling to a color or object or whatever it is. To stay in balance of that is to know that that color makes you feel that, not that you need or want that color. You just know. That's how you stay neutral in doing this. Also, if there's a color that you tend to go away from and you're like, wonder why I go away from that, maybe look back and say, where was this color not happy for me or not right for me or traumatic for me? And then you can find that journey line to say, oh, that's why I don't like that color. Or that's why that color never comes to me. Or how do I open up more colors? And that's what I want to go into today. I'm going to open up, if you'll allow it, you can say yes or intention of receiving. I want to open up your color spectrums of your third eye, but also of your energy eye, also your conscious eyes, and just open you up into the more colors that are here in the universe. And why this is important to do now and why I haven't really delved into or done it before with you is because the earth wasn't ready. You weren't ready to see more color and the earth wasn't ready to give you more color. But now we're ready. New earth is here. 5D is here. You're seeing the change. You're feeling the shift. And so in this shift, the vibrant colors are coming, but also soft colors. So it's like the whole spectrum now is open to you. And so I'm going to start some energy, and we're going to ask that your highest and best balance of color come to you, and you create from this point. There comes the energy. Just receive. You may feel pressure around your third eye or your eyes or your sinuses. You may feel nothing. You may just breathe and receive. It's working. There you go. All right. When I run energy, it's hard to talk at the same time. We're going to figure that out. Okay. Hold on. Let me get that started. And so as the pineal gland holds the colors of the universe for you, we're opening up. Through your conscious eyes, through your unconscious eyes, the consciousness, through your third eye. through the eyes of each chakra. We'll talk about those another time. But allowing the spectrum of light to come in, all spectrums of light to come in. And we're just moving that energy. That's right. So if your imagination's been turned out, if you turn down, if you're only seeing in black and white, or I can't even see anymore or feel anymore, because this isn't always about visual color. You can hear in color. What do I hear when I put the color red in my mind or next to me or up to my ear? Yeah, there's a vibration. There's an energy you'll hear if you're open to it. Everything vibrates. Everything's energy. Use it to your advantage. Take a deep breath. Relax your body. And through the swirling energy, and it's really swirling in there, I can feel it, it's going to come into a dynamic for you that's right for you. So for you, the gift is to see what's changed after this has happened. For some of you, a nap or rest will be needed for it to integrate on a deeper level. But for most of you, you'll start feeling the changes. Maybe you see color more vibrant. Maybe all of a sudden you're like, have all these awarenesses around color. You may feel color differently. What color do I taste? Go through all your senses with color. The reason you want to do this is those for you that want to do like remote viewing or read energy or taking this outside of yourself or even for yourself, because you can say, what color is this pain? And what's the opposite color of this pain? You can use these techniques to heal yourself. Color heals with intention. Energy heals intentionally. So it's not really the modality, it's the belief of the intention that you're receiving healing by doing the action. And once you believe you're receiving the healing or the wisdom or the knowing, then it begins to align in you. It removes the question, it removes the pain, it removes the hurt. And so this is important for you to know how to use color, because sometimes words just don't get it, right? Sometimes we need to see the image of it or feel what it would feel like if this was pain so that you can physically manipulate it, transform it with your mind and with your energy. So color can be a wide spectrum. You don't always have to go by the norms of, oh, this is red, this is green, this is, right, this means this, because it changes. Green in this means this, but green over here means this. So this is why the mind can get so confused and not know where it's going or why you're manifesting what you're manifesting. You wanted this, but you got this. Well, maybe it was in the vibration, or maybe you changed your mind. There's many reasons. The more colorful you put around you, the more happiness that you feel with color, whether it's a bright color, light color, don't judge the color. Just, this color resembles happiness for me. And then put that color around you. Send that color to others. Because you're sending happiness in your color. How they receive it in their color is up to them. Okay, hold on. We got to move the mind. Hold on. Deep breath. There you go. I'm watching you all integrate so beautifully. Yeah, so whether you're listening to this podcast alive or a replay, the energy's still alive in it. So it works for you at your timing and your level. And if you want to come back and replay it, it'll just work on a deeper level for you and continue to do that. Because each time it goes deeper and deeper. Unless you set the intention to go to my deepest, highest point, which is the same point. That's another show. But you could set that intention, bring my color to my deepest, highest point for me. All right, take a breath. Stretch, yawn, move, whatever you need to do to break state. Break that energy movement. Move your head around. Let the energy flow through your body. Yeah, there's a lot of energy coming through the top of your mind, through your temples. I'm really seeing a lot of energy flow through the temples, in and out of the temples. So side of your head has pressure. Just let it go out. Release it through breath. There you go. Go deeper. All right, now let's get even more creative. Let's move that energy. Let's move those colors into your heart center, because in your heart center is your true center. So that brings us to, what colors choose for you? If someone's telling you the truth, or you're just saying, my truth is this, my name is, right? Say your name. What color do you see that says this is true? So someone goes up and goes, hi, I'm Bob. And you're like, I got by no color. Like, that's not really your name. Right? So there's, what's your color for yes? What's your color for no? Kind of like muscle testing. So what's your color for truth? What's your color for lie? However you want to do it. Right? There you go. And this will help you, because you can use this as, am I seeing this color? Am I feeling this color? Did I really feel that it's truth? Show me this color if it's true. Right? I'll see this color if it's true. The rainbow is always there for us. The spectrum of light is always there. We've just minimized our mind and our sight of our eyes because things may be too bright or too this or too that. But now we want to go back into the cellular memory of the first time all color was open to you. Yes, it's still available to you. And if you're willing and ready, go there now. Allow your mind to go to the first time your spectrum of colors, of all colors, spectrum of light, was within you. And ask to be reset back into that. Ask that energy to come up into you, to bubble up in you, to bring that cellular memory to fruition for you in your mind, in your space, in your knowing now. For some of you, you're going to have to get up and move. There's a lot of energy. For some of you, you're going to get a headache. Move that energy. Move it. Drink water through the, or right after. This is a lot of energy. When you go into cellular memory energy and open it up, it's like, whoa. Because it's been there. It's been buried. Yeah. What color does it smell? And sometimes people go, oh, orange is citrus. Well, that's because you learned that. So go deeper. What else does orange mean to me? What are the off colors of orange, and what do they mean to me? You can play with this all the time. It's according where you want to take it and what you want to use it with. But it's available for you. We're bringing through that spectrum of light, through your cellular memory, bringing it clear into now, right here, right now. Take a breath. Smell all color. Release all color. One more time. Bring in all color. Release all color. Your breath is resetting yourself into this knowing. So if you ever had a gift, or you could do something when you're a kid but you don't think you could do it as an adult, start playing with this technique to take you back into the energy when you could. And step into it. Literally, like, feel yourself step into it. Don't just see it outside of you. Come down into it. Yeah. What you're really learning is energy has no time, space, reality. And where you guide it, it takes you. Where you guide, it goes. That's the intention of flow. For clarity, what if you're not clear on something? What if something is cloudy to you? What color is that? Okay. Some people go into the, what color do you see around someone dying? For me, I see a lot of gray energy, and I see a lot of sparks of color releasing out, but I see mainly gray energy around the body when it's about to cross over. That's just the color I see. I don't associate gray with death. That's just the color I see of the spirit body disconnecting. I just see this grayness come through. And so you can explain life in color. You can explain your knowledge and your wisdom in color to others. Listen to kids talk about colors. Kids teach us because they're elevated. Yes, they are elevated. I know you want to control them, but they're elevated. Just trust their flow. We all get there. But listen to what they like about color. Listen, look and see what colors they go towards and how that matches their personality. Like, that's fun, right? So you can do a lot of things with color. But intuitively, in trusting yourself, color is good, because you can say, this is my color of truth. When I feel red around me, or if I see green around me, whatever it is, this color is truth for me. And so the mind, when someone talks to you, will start putting that collar around it because it's saying, hey, this attaches the truth for you. So I know that's a little bit of insight of how your mind works, because you know that's where I love to live. But let's take it to a basic level is when something's true for you, the collar is going to resonate with you. And we're going to shift that through the mind, body, and spirit. There's a reason why you go towards certain clothes, certain colors, certain, right? It's not just seasonal. There's transitions in your life. Just like the nature has their seasons. You have your season with color. And if you aren't programmed because you have to wear this color in the fall and this color in the summer, you have a wide palette that you can play in. And that's what we really want to do. We want to open your palette today. We want to open that playground even bigger so that you can use your abilities in color. And if you like black and white, those are still colors too. Don't take them out of the spectrum just because people say that they're the opposing ends and there is no polarity. White is a color, black is a color, green is a color. Keep it that simple. Keep it as simple as the universe makes it for you. That's where the wisdom lies. That's where the knowledge of knowing is. When you can break it all down and take away the fluff and get to the basics. The basics keep you stable, but they also keep you in truth. It's when you bounce off the basics and try to make it weird. And you're like, where am I going? What happened? You got to come back to the basics, come back up. That's not a judgment. That's a knowing for you to go, simple wisdom creates great results. Simple wisdom creates great results. Just think about the moment that you got an answer to something you really, really want to know about. What happened? You went, like something was finally settled, right? Something was known. And there's a color of knowing. Yeah, there's colors. When you know something, there's a color around that. Yeah, if you're visual or however you manifest or see things or know things, you may start seeing, some people see aberrations of knowing the things that's happened in energy. You may start seeing the details in the color, like, oh, that man has a shirt in that vision. Oh, it's that green shirt. It's a blue shirt. Like, these enhancements are really going to come into the detail levels of your life because this is where the change happens. This is where what makes a difference is the difference. It's not competition. It's not comparing. It's just saying this is this and this is that. Do the same with color. Don't make it bigger, one better than the other. Where is your color spectrum? Where is your color palette? How big is it? How many colors can you imagine? Is there a color that you can imagine that's not on Earth? Doubt it. Everything's already here. But askew it, move it. What if I put two colors together? This is important for you. A bonus of this is imagine when you're really relaxed or you're trying to relax or whatever that is, or to get in the space of peace, imagine the color spectrums of the rainbow running through your blood. Your blood is now rainbow color. Just sense that for a moment. If every color was coming running through your blood, what would it feel like? Feel that energy shift? Almost feels light and airy, open and free. Yeah, that's how quick the mind works. That's how quick the mind listens and does for you. In that moment, take your moments, take your time at this journey. When you're rushing, you're missing things. And I'm not saying be lazy, it's not that you're laziness, but trust your own timing. Trust your own beat of your own drum. Yeah. And we'll talk about sound later. Today was color, so let's stay with color, the wisdom. But there's sound and wisdom. There's all kinds of, everything vibrates in every vibrational way. You just got to learn how to tap into it. And how would your mind do it? And how would you receive it? These are some insights for you to work on yourself, right? Question: ask yourself these questions because that will open up your gateways. That will open up your abilities, right? Yeah. When something new comes in an ability, like you're doing this, but it just got 10 times better, and you're like, whoa, what happened? See if there's a color associated with it. See if what you were feeling is more open and flowy. Are you wearing colors that depress you? Are you putting depressing colors around you? You creating to be depressive colors, no one else, right? That's a belief that this color means depression or this color means happiness. But that's your free will. Your free will is to get to decide, what do you want this color to mean to you? And what does this look like for you? This is where your free will and your creative powers get to come together and play for you at all times. You are always manifesting. You are always creating. So why not create in the most beautiful color palette of you and create the wisdom in you easily and effortlessly? What would that be for you? What would that look like for you, right? Okay, take a moment. We're moving the energy back around the pineal gland, just asking for balance, asking for, yeah, integration. Already integrating, you're already there, you're already consciously getting it, so just trust it. We're going to have a moment of silence just for you to integrate. So one moment, I'm still moving your energy through this. All right, take a deep breath. Yeah. Take that deep breath and release it out. Release it out. That's right. That's right. Whew. There's a lot of energy for you today. Drink water. Stay connected. Pay attention to your colors. Receive your wisdom in color. And start your magic today in color. This is for you. This is for you. As those energies are resetting, bringing you back down into your bodies, grounding you in. Nicely. Easily. That's right. That's right. Very good. Yeah, that was a big session today. I know that was all in 30 minutes, but we can handle it. We can do it. Take your time. Let it integrate. There you go. I do want to give you some updates really quick as we close this show today. But stay, if you're not connected on Facebook or Instagram, Twitter, those social media outlets, go ahead and get connected at least to my business page. We have a lot of things coming up for you. So I want to be able to make sure you're getting those, sharing those, and stay tuned because there's a lot of things coming. Life is changing. And so if we can be available to you, we're here for you. Sessions are available. We know things right now at this time, people are struggling. So please reach out. We can make it happen for you. Just really trust your heart and where you are right now. Okay. Trust you on your journey. That's what this is about, you creating you. So stay connected, stay in touch, and until we meet again, stay in peace, my friends. Bye for now.